Oh, it's my great pleasure to bring back Newburyport Mayor Donna Holliday to MSO. Madam Mayor, welcome back.
Oh, it's nice to be back, Rick. How are you?
I'm very well, Madam Mayor. And, you know, it's incredible that this summer has sped by. And we're all still vertical, and I can only ask you, how are you surviving or thriving, whatever the case may be?
Well, I wouldn't quite say thriving. I would say surviving is a much better term because, you know, as a mayor, when you're leading a city and there's so many, you know, balls in the air, there's just been an awful lot going on. And, you know, trying to, you know, keep your city moving forward after everything was shut down. And, you know, it's been a real challenge. I think one of the biggest challenges for us is, you know, that we have a very active recreational boaters in Newburyport.
Right.
And it's been very challenging because I think people bought boats for the first time because where else can you go? And so The river is very, very, very strong, and the current, it's dangerous. And so it's been very, very challenging for our harbor master and assistant harbor masters in terms of keeping everybody safe because a lot of people don't know what they're doing out there. So as he called it, amateur hour, I think last week, and after rescuing 9 people who were in a 17-foot boat that capsized on the mouth of the river. But it's been nice to see so many people in our city. We worked with some of our COVID money. We were able to work on a marketing campaign with Matter Communications. We had over 1 million hits to our video, which was very exciting that we did with them. And, it, you know, the main theme was, you bring the mask, we bring the food, the shops, the drink, you know, whatever. And it's been really nice to see people, our streets loaded with visitors again, and everyone, for the most part, wearing a mask, and expanded our restaurants out onto the street to give them, you know, more space and more seating, and that's worked well. Our restaurants, you know, certainly aren't where they were in terms of income from last year, but season, but, you know, for the most part, they said they've done okay, and a lot of it has to do with we've had beautiful weather, you know.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's been able to keep things alive and moving forward. But, you know, certainly there's concerns about, you know, how we get through the fall and what happens on November 1st when, you know, the outdoor seating and expanded outdoor liquor licenses all go away. And, you know, are we going to be able to keep the many restaurants we have in our community going forward? And I think the other thing that restaurants do is that they're a draw. They bring people in to eat, and then people shop and spend time in your community, which is nice.
Well, for sure. Newburyport is just known for so much of that. And as you mentioned, it's been such a fabulous summer that people have been on the water. And, you know, talking with several people up there, including the president of the city council, also talking with the Chamber of Commerce, so many people and so many businesses have been involved in trying to do the right thing and make things better. And, you know, Madam Mayor, I'm just wondering, this is, oh my goodness, this is like, this is not something you really signed up for originally. So is there anybody, maybe you could tell us, because I'm always curious about this when I'm also curious about who the helpers are for that someone, who the people are that they bring into their circle that they rely on. Are there one or two more or more people that that have really stepped up to help you in this situation? People that, you know, you sort of say, look, okay, I'm not sure about this. Can you give me a hand?
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. I think that we're very fortunate as a community to have a community hospital, Energex Hospital, here. And so we were from March until probably, I would say, into mid-June doing weekly calls with the hospital just in terms of, you know, where cases were, where we were. Because granted, they serve the greater Newburyport community, and cases are, you know, town, city-specific that come up, seeing how things were going with testing, PPEs, all of those kinds of things. And so that was, and just giving us information of what was happening on a health perspective, because that was critical. We also have a very strong Board of Health, and they were very helpful when things would come up. Sometimes a little frustrating as you're trying to plan a graduation for seniors who lost everything. But, you know, we're able to work through some of the restrictions that were important to keep everyone healthy and safe. I also, my chief of staff, Matt Coogan, I don't know how I would have been able to manage through all of this without his strong support, and my executive assistant, Donna Musumeci, who joined us a year ago, October, and has just stepped up in a huge way, helping with communication, which is really important, website information, working with our local cable company. I've been doing a weekly PSA since this all started, just to get information out to the community about cases, what we're doing, where things are, what's open, what's closed. There were times my board of health, my health director, he's been incredible, and his assistant director during all of this, which was, you know, really important when things came up and I didn't have answers for, mm-hmm. you know, and even if they didn't, we would work together and figure out what was the appropriate plan or strategy for a given situation, business, whatever. But I have very strong department heads all across the board, and, you know, been doing weekly, and now we do every other week Zoom meetings, just to be sure everybody's, you know, has the same information as we move forward, and we're getting ready to, you know, reopen City Hall, hopefully start doing a few more board meetings in person. So, you know, it was pretty isolating during those March, April, May months, you know.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine what you guys have been through, and I know that there's so much to talk about. We're going to have to, hopefully I'll get a hold of you again. But tell me a little bit, Madam Mayor, about, you have so much information that it's up to speed on the website that everybody can take a look at Newburyport.com, sure. cityofnewburyport.com, and there's something called small business relief grants that are now available?
Yes, thank you. I'm glad you brought that up, Rick. Yes, we applied for a CDBG grant, Community Development Block Grants, and partnered with Amesbury, and we were able to get an $800,000 grant and split between 50-50 between our two cities, with some admin costs off the top for administration of the grant. But what it is, applications are available if you are a small business with five or fewer employees, and if you look at some of the guidelines and you meet that, please submit an application. We're giving priority to applications through September 11th, but we will continue to accept applications till we dispense all of the funds. And those are $10,000 grants, which can be very helpful to some of these small businesses who've been really hurt during all of this.
Madam Mayor, I've taken so much. I'm sorry, go ahead. Excuse me.
We also had a smaller grant that we were able to give, $2,000, which was a Attorney General grant that we got early on, but that was only like $40,000, and that money went pretty quickly.
So. I know. It's so crazy. Finally, Madam Mayor, what about the budget process? Because I'm imagining that thing has just blown up like firecrackers all over the place.
Well, it has certainly been probably, other than the budget I inherited when I took office in 10, because we were, you know, just beginning to come out of the recession, but this particular budget was probably the most difficult. But thank goodness for the federal stimulus CARES Act, which was so helpful in terms of purchasing the kinds of things that you need to keep your community safe, and the CARES Act and the ESSERS Act, which helps to support all the equipment and extra technology, all the things you need to be able to operate your city remotely. And that certainly helped in terms of getting through this. And then, you know, we had a very small increase in our overall budget this year, and, you know, just put a freeze on any spending without direct permission from myself or our finance director. It's challenging, but we did it. We got a balanced budget, and it's before the council now doing their workshops, and I'm hoping that their meeting on the 14th or their last meeting in September, they will pass this budget to get us through the next 9 months of the fiscal year.
That is Newbury Port Mayor Donna Holliday. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.